Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this 18th day of November. Our blessing just before Thanksgiving, and perhaps that should be an emphasis for this call. And as always, I like to warm up the room by asking for voices from our audience, voices of need, voices of thank you, voices of appreciation, whatever you would like to speak to the others that are present here this day and have come to receive or give a blessing. We ask for your voice and your presence and always your love. So this is a very special time of year. It's a time when we are definitely changing seasons. We are deep into autumn now, and we're very thankful that some of the earth challenges that were going on a week ago has subsided a little bit. We're very grateful that some of the human challenges that have been going on for so long have struck a little moment of peace. And we ask for the love of Christ to be with all of us. Eva, I see that you're on the line, so I'm going to open it for you. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Yes, this is Eva. One of the aides who comes here to help with Charlie told me about her son. They just discovered that he has a tumor in his stomach, which is called a GIST tumor, which she said is very rare. But they don't know whether it's malignant or not. They said normally they're not, but she's rather upset, and she would like to have a blessing for him. His name is Christopher Eberly, and the mother's name is Dawn. So I would ask for a blessing for both Christopher and for Dawn to be able to remain, you know, in God's presence during this time, and hopefully all will be well for them.
Absolutely. That is our prayer. Yes. So thank you, Eva, for bringing that to our attention.
And thank you.
Yes. And for you and for you and Charlie, too.
Oh, I would appreciate that as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have an anonymous caller. I wish I had a name, but I'm sure you know who you are, and you're on.
Hello?
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 Hello, you're on. Oh, Jerome, hi.
Hi, how are you there? Blessings with everything you do. I've got some names here for you. Tom, Joan, Andrew, Lisa. Tom, Joan.
Okay.
Andrew.
And? Andrew.
Lisa. And
Andrew
and Lisa. But thank you, Glenda, and thank you for your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, and for Jerome, too, along the way, and my wife, Jane. Thanks.
Okay, absolutely. Jerome and Jane, of course.
All right, Jane.
I hope that you two are well.
We are doing fantastically well because Christ and the Spirit that you open with in our hearts and our souls keeps working well, but I just thank you for your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, and Yeshua with you, and all the saints and everybody, too.
Oh, thank you, Jerome, and thank you for reminding me of something I did want to say, and that is that the peace and love of God is always working. It's just we don't always connect with it and radiate it out into the world. And so this is our opportunity to make that connection stronger and to be a conduit, if you will, for that love and peace and joy and spirit of creation to be radiating into the world around us.
And at church today, we had a thing happen to us. A guy who's a singer got there, and six guys came around him, and we sang for about 10 minutes. And so every Sunday now, six guys are going to be singing at church. And it was just fantastic to sing light and love and joy. And you know, it's fantastic how the Spirit works, I just tell you. So
that is great, Jerome. That is wonderful to hear. Thank you for sharing and for being all that you are and just radiating your joy out to the world. It makes a difference for more people than you know.
Yes, thank you as well, and love and light and blessings forever and always with Yeshua.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And is there anyone else who would like to come on the call? We have no one else waiting in the queue right now, so I will. Oh, there we go. All right, Tony, you're on. Well, yeah, Tony, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. You know, I had an observation. We have the print of the Lamb and the Lion. It's actually in our bedroom, and the light comes in the morning and always illuminates it, which is lovely. But it also gets a little bit of light at night. So sometimes I observe the painting at night. Last night I was watching it, and I had never seen this before. There's this beautiful luminescence that goes through the painting, especially through the water, and then up in the sky. Right? You've probably beheld it before, but I was really surprised. It was beautiful, you know, even in that low light. So I just wanted to mention that.
That's great you saw it. Actually, in low light, this configuration shows up better than it does in full light. Because in full light, our attention goes to, well, first his face, and then second to all the colors in the painting. But in low light, there's actually a cross form that exists between the white of his robe and the river running behind him. And the low light really accentuates that.
And Judy was noticing. I noticed that the light that comes down the water from right beneath the lion illuminates the head of the sheep.
Yes, it does.
I thought that was remarkable, too.
Yeah, in every kind of light, a different part of the painting comes to our focus or our attention. It's really very much alive.
Yes. Well, it struck me again that just the aliveness of it and the light in it. I was really surprised because it really looked like I was looking at the night sky. It looked like the when you go out to a really dark place and you see the Milky Way and the nebulas of the stars just seem to light up when the whole sky becomes alive. Uh-huh. It looked like that. So I was really surprised.
That's great. Oh, yeah. And for everybody who doesn't have one but has been wanting one, our annual sale for Giclées of the Lamb and the Lion will be announced on Thanksgiving Day this year, and it will be on sale for a week. The reason we have to do it soon is to give time for the Giclées to be printed and delivered for Christmas. Otherwise, we don't keep them in stock. We print them, each one, for each person as they're ordered. So watch for the sale coming up, and this could be your opportunity to have one. All right. Well, thanks, Tony. And that was a beautiful observation. Mara, hello. How are you? And you're on. You may have to unmute your phone, but you're on from here.
I forgot I had my phone muted. I'm sorry. It's Mara.
Oh, no. Actually, that's a good thing to do, at least until I get here and mute the system. But
right.
Everybody, the system is muted, so if you want to go ahead and unmute your phone, you can. All right.
Okay. I would like to give thanks for the encouragement that I feel from you and your lessons and also to Yeshua for helping us at this time. And I would also tell you that I would like to give thanks for a recognition that I needed to see, to attend to a physical matter that I have been ignoring. And it wasn't such a good idea. So I give thanks for recognizing it, and I would like prayers for encouragement to continue on that path.
Oh, okay, you were on the list, Laura.
Thank you. I'm going to receive today.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're very welcome, and much love to you, Laura.
Everybody on the line. Pardon.
Thank you.
Julie,
I'm going to open your line. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm well.
Very good. Well, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask for a blessing for my mother, who goes by Dot, and my family. My mom moved into assisted living earlier this year, and it was quite hard on her, but she did adjust and seems happy. She's had some changes to her memory recently, and they would like her to move into memory care, and we have a decision to make in the next week or two. So I would very much like to have a blessing of her memory improving so she can stay where she's at. She seems happy.
Good.
And also a blessing for all the people there that take care of all the people that live there. They do awesome work, and just I want a blessing for their peace and well-being and prosperity and joy as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for you, too.
Thank you.
For your love and your patience and devotion. That's part of it, too. Okay. I'm going to take a call from Erica 719. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. It's Tara Kim in Colorado.
Tara Kim, hi.
Hi, I was just calling. I wanted to thank everybody for all the blessings from the last couple of weeks. My husband did have surgery. He's doing really well. A little bit more difficult today, but a little bit of swelling and stuff. But overall, it's just been such a smooth process. It was such a good surgery and good beginning recovery and everything. And his cousin is also who we had requested a blessing for with regards to cancer treatment. He's got the really good doctors lined up, and he's going to be starting some treatment coming up in the next week. So I just wanted to share that because that's the blessings that we had requested. So I'm so grateful for
Absolutely.
That. It's been really, I've just been seeing so much lately the power of the prayer and the blessings. I just see little miracles. It's amazing to see the little miracles, and other people may not recognize them, but I feel like I see the miracles because it's like, wow, that's something that happened that I don't think would have happened otherwise. So
Make big miracles.
I like that. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Especially when we're grateful, when we notice them and we're grateful for them.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And I've been finding too that it's a challenge to sometimes stay in that place of gratitude and not get sucked into the conditions like we were talking about in the class, because it's so easy to start seeing what's going on and not to keep the bird's eye view. And it's like reminding myself it's the gratitude piece, and just trying to come back to that. Time and again. So that's what I've been working on. And I would like to request a blessing for my parents today. My dad's actually in the ER right now, and he's being evaluated. So they've both been sick, and I think there's been some like stuff that come up with like delirium for him and stuff, some cognitive stuff, being sick, being dehydrated and all that. So, but I'm so grateful that he actually did go of his own volition. And that was a blessing in itself right there. But just maybe an extra blessing would be so grateful for them. And then continued blessings for my husband, too, for his recovery would be much, much appreciated.
Oh, you have it. And be sure and have
all of
this in your heart as you pray.
Yeah.
And just to say to you what I would say to everyone, prayer doesn't have to be with words. Prayer is where we connect with God. It's whatever state of feeling, whatever state of mind, state of gratitude, state of acceptance or joy, receiving, requesting, that inner purity that was given to you from the beginning of your life, that you can always activate and join, and in so join, you join with your Heavenly Father. That is prayer. And when you go there, take your loved ones with you.
Yes.
And see them perfect. Don't take them there suffering. See them perfect when you're there. That's what faith is. Faith is seeing the perfection regardless of the illusion we have in the world.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. And Jean Marie, you are on. I've just opened your call.
Hi, Glenda, and blessing givers and people everywhere on the call. I'd like to ask blessings for a couple of people and continued for my kitty cat. She's doing pretty well right now. And my mom is starting to get really weaker and weaker and has to have help going to and from the dining room now when she was just a few days able to do it on her own with her walker, but, you know, she's only 103 and a half. And her middle brother is in the hospital in Wichita, and he is most likely, well, he's in hospice care at one of the hospitals there. So, you know, just prayers for my family, her family, and all the people, you know, getting ready to cross over, and the people that will be left behind.
Yeah,
it was kind of sad when I called my mom yesterday. She sounded so little and told me that she has to have help now. And I said, well, Mom, hello. It's okay. It's okay. But anyway, that's it. Just blessings for my mom and my Uncle Gene and my kitty cat and all people that love and care for all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, all the things that we don't like the declining condition of the ones we love, are still part of life that we can love. And in loving it, we make the condition better. And it allows us to release them from the condition so that we can love them directly without having to see them being filtered by the condition. You know, we want to see them being perfect and whole as they really are. And the soul really is always perfect and whole. The conditions decline. For a while in life, we are overjoyed after the young ones are born to see them grow and grow into the fullness of their life and then to be flourishing and abundant in it. And we give thanks and we give praise and we enjoy the glory and the beauty of life and all it can be. And then the curve begins to turn downward and we have challenges that we recover from for a while. So we have this period of what we might call rolling hills, where there are positive views of the distant future, and then sometimes we find ourselves in the valley. And then the valley becomes longer and longer, and we know that the valley can be beautiful also. It can see the stars more clearly. The valley can see eternity more clearly. So we just have to look at every time of life and what it brings to our consciousness. And sometimes we're sad, and we don't like that, but it's part of life as well. It's part of letting go. so that we can embrace life all over again in a new way. And we thank God for every part of it, knowing that the Creator has a plan for each one of us. The Creator has a plan for our life and the life of each beloved creature and person and saint and angel that comes to embrace us. This holy season that we are entering now, let us be here with praise and thanksgiving and to embrace the Spirit of Christ. Because the Spirit of Christ is not the Spirit that has to come in and wash away every perfection. It's the Spirit that comes in and embraces imperfections, that they may shine with the light of God, so that we don't even notice the imperfection, so that we are all joined in love, regardless of what's happening, so that we are all joined in the love of where we need to be, regardless of whether we understand or whether it's what we would have chosen. Obviously, we would all choose the celestial candy store. Obviously, we would all choose the blessed spring day. We would always choose the spirit of childhood. We would always choose the spirit of glowing health. But sometimes our recovery from those things that are imperfect helps us to appreciate the perfection even more. It helps us to embrace the spirit of eternal life even more. And I'm just thinking about Jean Marie and her mother, a radiant, young, 103 and a half years old, young. How many of us get to celebrate that? Well, I think more and more will be in the future, simply because we're learning how to embrace life more fully, and the advances in medical science are becoming more applicable to more people. But still, there is no point in life which is greater than any other point. It's all precious, and it's all different. Every day is unique, and every day gives us something to be grateful for. So let us embrace that spirit of gratitude every day between now and Thanksgiving, and carry that Thanksgiving into the spirit of Christmas, which is the spirit of newborn and everlasting life. Since there are no more people on the call and we are approaching the 30-minute mark, I will just take a time to remind you a little more about what this blessing is and what we do, because we always have new people coming on, people who have not been here before. The blessing is an opportunity to surrender the conditions of life which separate us from God, because we fall into our fear, our anxiety, or our sense of why, what, what's happening, and what is this? We forget that the wholeness of love is still perfectly where it always has been inside us. It gives us an opportunity to release the things we worry about, so that we can simply be in a connection with the one who makes us whole. And we may not see immediate results in the outside world, but when we are joined more completely with our faith in the one who makes us whole, everything becomes a little bit miraculous every sequential moment. And it may unfold over the days ahead or the weeks ahead even. It's kind of like what Tara Kim was saying. She's learning to appreciate the small miracles that add up every hour of every day and every day of every week, so that even if we don't get exactly what we wanted, we're able to embrace us, embrace it with the love of God. So all you have to do is just relax in your chair. That's it. And be ready to pray as soon as I finish my prayer to Yeshua. Since we receive a blessing from heaven and earth, I would like for your head to be uncovered unless you have a protocol of faith that would have your head covered in prayer. Unless you're in a very cold area that requires your feet to be covered, let them also be bare and available to the energies of the earth, so that you can draw up the energy of the earth more fully into your heart and being. And have your arms and legs uncrossed and your heart open. That's it. You don't have to be in any special pose. I think it's better to be seated so that your head can be pointed upward and your feet down. But if you don't feel well, then just lie in bed. The earth knows how to find you. Heaven knows how to find you. And be relaxed. Be one with yourself and one with God. And be ready to start your prayer when I finish my prayer to Yeshua. I'm going to call the blessing givers to stand with me, and I'm going to say something of appreciation to them. Thank you all for being here, for everyone else, to convey the blessing. The blessing givers are not giving it from themselves. They actually learned in the blessing seminar how to release themselves so that we can be human conveyors of God's love and the Holy Spirit. God's love is always here, and the Holy Spirit is always here. But sometimes the human energy field becomes so involved with it, with the conditions it finds itself in. Even with positive conditions, we can become so enthused about something that we just know we're going to get, that all of our attention is on that condition. We could be so worried about what's happening in the earth that all of our attention is on that condition. We could be in pain. We could be suffering. We could be worried about those we love, so that all of our attention is on that condition or those conditions. This is the duty and the service of a blessing giver, to offer the human energetic field to convey the blessings of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God into the human energy field, to penetrate those conditions and make the blessings of God and Christ and the Holy Spirit more available to you to receive as you would choose to receive. And it's really as simple as that. But it does help for you to pray in any way that you find for prayer. So I ask now that you be ready to pray when I finish my prayer to Yeshua. Yeshua, I would ask most especially at this time a prayer of thanksgiving. Most of all for your life, for your teaching, for your love, for all that you've given to all of us in material form, in inspirational form, in the form of forgiveness and healing in the form of companionship and tolerance to just be with us no matter what. Thank you for conveying the spirit of the Holy Spirit to us, that it become more accessible in our everyday life, in all that we do, that every day can be a little more miraculous than the one before. We thank you for giving us this blessing. We thank you for all your holy work. We thank you for being with us through our friends and our loved ones, and for all those we have loved and cherished through the, that we, I'm sorry, we thank you for everything. We ask that you be with us now. To be with all that we love, those we cherish. To be with the lonely, to be with the children, to be with the suffering, to heal the sick. To carry the souls of those we love back to heavenly places where they are reunited with their Creator. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive the blessings of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Amen.